Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 322 of this year, marking Tuesday, the 17th of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1278, 680 Jews were arrested in England for allegedly counterfeiting coins, which turned out to not be true. Nonetheless, 293 of them were hanged. And in 1933, on this date, a Marx Brothers film, Duck Soup, directed by Leo McCarey and starring the Marx Brothers, was released in the US, much later becoming the first movie I ever watched in a cinema during a Randwick Ritz Cinema Classics night in the late 80s. Your guest today on the podcast is the magnificent, recently royal and ex-disgraced Home Minister, John Luke Roberts. How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine.
You said that like there was more to the fine.
I've been attacked, and I've got a sort of. We've got some secret animals in the royal buildings. Basically, we haven't told them. We hide them. The zoologist bring them straight to us. It's written into a contract. So it's sort of a pig bear, and it's halfway up my leg. Like it's my foot is deep in the guts, and the mouth is round my mid thigh, and it's gnawing. It's not pleasant, but I'll sort it out after the. After we've recorded.
Well, it's good to see that you're really getting that British royal stiff upper lip. You're going to be telling us all the latest in Britain/America relations news as our top story for today. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Under London Pick people have declared that they will host the Dragon v Dragon final round of the Ideological Thunderdome for this season, in which the Welsh Dragon, recently built using the resources of a country the size of Wales, the Welsh Dragon will fight Boris Johnson in his were-dragon form. So that's a finale to be looking forward to, and apparently a lot of people are putting their money down on each side of that Welsh Dragon v English Dragon fight. John Luke, have you got money on that either? I know you as a member of the English royal family,
I'm not really allowed, but whichever dragon ends up dead, we do get the meat.
That'll show the pig bear. It's eat or be eaten.
Oh, I'd forgotten about the pig bear. Oh no. I'd sort of zen and I'd zoned out of it. That's hurting again now.
Yeah, I know you're rarely conscious of anything below the neck. It's part of the grace of the royal family.
It eats so slowly, that's the thing. If it did, this is going to take days to be over with.
Meanwhile, the octopus people of New Zealand have declared a new open borders policy in complete reversal of their hitherto secretive, and let's not be mincing words here, slightly sinister foreign relations attitude. They have declared an open borders policy in which people from all nations of the world may enter the mysterious landmass which rose from the ocean earlier this year off the coast of New Zealand. So far, no takers, but the octopus people have declared that they can wait, quote, as long as it takes, ... end quote. That's all the time we have for the headlines of the stories that we don't have time for, because, of course, now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because open brackets joke about capitalism. I'll put it in when you pay me, close brackets. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by YouTube, the place where you go when you don't have the energy for channel flipping or decision making, and that is an indictment on every facet of our society. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Mr. Perpendulum's Whimsical Bandbox. Welcome to Mr. Perpendulum's Whimsical Bandbox, the one-stop shop for a one-man band. Now also, not just for men. We've got it all. Knee cymbals, foot bells, a mouth piano, a backpack that's actually a drum, a monkey that hits a triangle. Women. We're unbearably loud and intolerably twee, but no longer quite as sexist. For the man, woman, or non-binary person who wants to be run out of town on a rail the moment your cacophony of circus-type noise begins to wear thin, we've got the way too many instruments for you. Mr. and Mrs. Perpendulum's Whimsical Bandbox, open brackets, I'm not married, close brackets. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by two cats making a connection outside your window at night. If you're within flinging distance, try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, preventing the cats of the future.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Last Post.
Top story today is British-American relations news. John Luke Roberts, you are British in relation to an American. What's happening in the world of transatlantic love right now?
Well, I'm not sure what I can say which comes outside my... You know, I meant to be politically impartial because I'm a member of the royal family. But it's really not looking good. We've had this thing with America for a long time called the special relationship.
Mm.
Now, the special relationship means that we have a, you know, America, they come over and make a speech here every now and then. That we, you know, they say a nice thing about us every now and then. So long as we do what they ask us to do, like war-wise. That's been the deal. Like, we get a lot out of it. They give us a, you know, if their president comes over, he'll give our prime minister a little a little gift, like a toy or something. A little kind of, it's never that. last time, actually, it was just some lint. I think they picked it up at the airport in duty free. But we got, you know, chocolate's chocolate. We all like chocolate. But since this, you know, we were talking quite a lot about trade deals in America and things like that. And, you know, America's very pro-Ireland. They're not answering. We're being ghosted by the American government.
Oh, no. Oh, how heartbreaking. How are you coping?
Well, it's fine. You know, I think we might have the wrong number. The problem is several of the messages do appear to have been, it does have seen that, you know, they've read them. And then they haven't replied, but I'm sure they've got other things to do, you know, that...
Well, yeah, I mean, America's a very busy place and they're just settling into their, you know... I mean, or is it the whole of America, or is it just the presidential, or...?
No one has... I've started texting around to help out the government. Yeah, we're being completely blanked by America. We've made you know, I've tried to hint to America, well, you know, there's other countries. I said, like, oh, hey, Europe actually quite like us. Mm. But that didn't seem to goad them as I thought it well, but, you know, it's given us some time. It's given the UK, I think, will be able to have, and this is what we're aiming for now, a special relationship with ourselves. I think that's what we're aiming for.
Mm.
We'll learn to love ourselves. We'll learn to trade with ourselves. We'll take a sort of onanistic foreign policy. I've suggested, and I hope this will work, that we'll trade intranational trade. We'll be able to do that by putting on sort of different hats and costumes, so it seems like we're a different nation.
Uh-huh.
We still want to be respected on the global marketplace, field, political, you know, mm-hmm. so we're setting up our own equivalent to the UN. Ours is called the United Nation, which does shorten to UN as well as United Nations. We're setting up a G1 to talk about economic stuff. You know, we'll have some summits with ourselves, sit down in a room with our flag and have a little chat. Basically, you know, we didn't need them anyway, and we will have a lovely time by ourselves. And we've bought a lot of ice cream, and we've been listening to sad music on repeat.
Yes, yes, yes. Is it true that Stonehenge was standing on the cliffs of Dover for a while there, but got talked down? Was that
Stonehenge? Did yes, Stonehenge did get very upset.
Really, it's funny because I never thought Stonehenge loved America that much, but
I think it's more a tourism hotspot. You know, Stonehenge, I think, started off happy with just the sort of, you know, Neolithic community, which enjoyed, built Stonehenge, used it for worship. Once the worship
loved a henge.
Went.
Loved a henge.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved Peak henge, henge that period of history, really.
I mean, henge is everywhere. But Stonehenge knew it was the specialist henge.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then over time, it got used to not being worshipped, but being sort of worshipped in a different way, a kind of more touristy, you know, people go and say, oh, look at that, I wonder what that is. And Stonehenge learned to love that. And then over time, it wasn't enough just to have the small numbers that, you know, a country's worth of people seeing Stonehenge. As soon as foreign visitors started visiting Stonehenge, Stonehenge bloody became really kind of codependent with the tourism. And so with the threat of that leaving, because it heard something about America, and it got, then, yes, then it did get, it did, it rolled itself along on a series of logs to the cliffs of Dover. We talked it down largely by sort of saying, look, if a person was to throw themselves off a cliff, that was different. But what you were, if you were, the equivalent of this happening, if you were human, would be standing on a huge pile of meat, threatening to jump off. And the image of that, I don't like. And Stonehenge sort of, yeah. And at the moment, it's still not back yet. It's quite a long route back, but it's sort of midway back to where it should be. Well, it's stopped
and surrounded off in, it's by adoring archaeology students, of course.
Yeah,
watching the logistics of it all.
I think it's in Brighton. It's decided to be an artist.
And that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Joe. Joe says, greetings, Alice, and today's illustrious partner in satire and possibly puns.
Well, I think, yeah, I'll take the puns thing. I think satire might be pushing it a bit far.
Fair. At the close of each episode, we hear of the work of your producers, the objectively infallible Christopher D. Skinner and the apparent yin to his yang, Ped Hunter. Is it my imagination, or is there a bit of trepidation in your good luck to you, Christopher, these days? Were I stuck in a symbiotic relationship with a hench thug, I could imagine that those close to me might fear for my safety as well. Should we be concerned? Is everything all right in Producerville? Thank you for this daily dose of joy during this insane year, and good luck to you, Christopher. Also, blink twice into the microphone if you are being held against your will. Joe. So, John Luke, have you got anything to say about this speculation on the private lives of our inimitable producers?
The phrase objectively infallible, it's a lot, isn't it? I think it sort of points to infallibility. It sort of cancels itself out a bit. I think you just need to say infallible and we can take the objectively. And the objectively makes the infallible. I'm uncertain about the infallible. I think there might be a way out, is what I'm saying.
I feel like this is a stupid enough letter that we can probably disregard the content. Although okay. I feel like we need to defend the legitimacy of the relationship between our two producers, who are certainly in a mutually beneficial relationship, but I would not go so far as to say parasitic. I wouldn't say
can
that.
Can you both be parasitic? Can they both? Can the parasite be on a parasite which is on the parasite?
Yes, if you've ever seen two remora fish making out.
Yeah,
you royals get up to all sorts of weird shit. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, because it's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news from this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Do look after yourselves over there. I hear it's not going quite as well as it is over here. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts, HRH, His Royal Highness John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
I'm on Twitter at jlukeroberts, and my website is johnlukeroberts.co.uk, and you can buy some of my shows on the website. I'd also at this point like to make a request, if anyone does know any animal wranglers, specifically with either bears or pigs, who might be able to work out what to do with this thing on my leg. That'd be great.
I hear Elon Musk, he's lost a bunch of pigs recently, so he might be looking
for... he might be in the market. Actually, I'm growing to quite like it. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Yeah.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser to support my work personally and for a behind-the-scenes pass in my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable hench thug, Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.